Are you at the location? Can you see?
I can see what's going on, yeah.
And how's it look?
It's still smoking. There's the hillside to the south is being monitored by the fire department. They got a helicopter flying overhead, dropping buckets of water. We have firemen still on site monitoring the fire.
Yeah.
And we have investigators on the scene trying to figure out what happened.
To your knowledge, is it still under the working theory that it was a dryer?
We don't have a working theory right now. We are doing our investigation. The state fire marshal is doing their investigation as well. And we don't have strong comprehension yet of what the exact cause was.
I understand, too, that there's a lot of conversation about what next. Obviously, you mentioned you'd just been to the insurance agent. You were insured.
Yeah, we had insurance in place.
Yes. And what's your gut feeling about what's going to happen to the 250 people who worked at that mill?
Well, the 250 people is our biggest concern right now. And our first thing we're trying to do, obviously, we had to account for everybody. And so we spent a lot of time on the phones last night contacting, touching base with everybody, making sure that every single employee was accounted for. And then today we spent a lot more time both on the phone and on the scene doing the best we could to assure our employees that we're going to do our best by them that we can. With that, the immediate thing we're going to do is have a plant-wide meeting on Monday where we bring all 250 of the employees in and their spouses if they want to show up as well and let them know kind of what we see as the options. We are networking in the business community right now to see if there are other employees that have opportunities where they're looking to allow employees fulfillment. And then we also have plants in Roseburg and two in Glendale. And we have the opportunity to provide positions and openings there. We're also looking at taking our Glendale plywood and veneer facility and ramping that up by another shift and seeing if anyone would be interested in taking some of those positions. So we got a lot of things cooking, but if you put it all together, we don't have the wherewithal right now to ensure that all 250 people are going to continue to be employed. But we're going to do the best we can to take care of as many as we possibly can while we're evaluating our options for rebuilding.
This is a consideration that you will rebuild this mill.
Sure. I mean, we're looking at it, and we hope that that is a viable option. At this point, it's way too early. It hasn't even been 24 hours since we've learned of the fire. So we've spent a lot of time with our insurance agent today trying to understand our policy and the limits and sublimits on the policy. And we haven't even begun to endeavor the engineering and the cost of reconstruction. So at this point, we're hopeful that the coverage will be sufficient, but we just don't have enough information to say for certain.
Chuck, have you ever had a fire before in the company?
We have. We had back in 2001, our corporate office was set on fire by the Earth Liberation Front. So it wasn't of this magnitude, but we did lose our entire corporate headquarters, and it took us probably 8 or 9 months to reestablish that and be back to normal.
Yeah.
A plant location of this nature, I would assume, is going to be anywhere from 18 months to 2 years. Our hearts and our emotions are with all of our employees and their families, and as an employer, we're a family-based company, and we believe in employing families, and we treat our employees like they are family. So this one hurts, and we're going to do everything we can, but there are going to be some employees that I'm sure will end up having to seek unemployment.
Well, I thank you very much for your time, and good luck with everything.
All righty. Thank you.